listen while you list. VMRN. Voice Marketing Radio Network.
Keep the lock right here, y'all.
eBay Radio's Ask Griff and Lee. Your secret Thursday rendezvous. Remember, what happens on eBay Radio stays on eBay Radio. Now, here's Griff and Lee.
This segment is brought to you by Shipworks. Ship more in less time. Phone in your eBay tip. 888-RADIO-30. That's 888-723-4630.
We're looking for tips. We're looking for challenges, questions, comments, listing dishes, 888-RADIO-30. We know you have a lot on your plate today. Things are happening out there.
Oh, jeez, I have so much on my plate.
What am I hearing?
I don't know what's going on. I don't know what this is.
That is very weird. Yeah. You heard that, right?
Yeah, I think something just started auto-playing on my page.
Oh, that's it. Okay, yeah. Great. Well, before we left, you were going to help sellers who are wondering how to figure out what eBay store is right for them.
Yeah.
And you were talking about eBay's Fee Illustrator.
Yes.
And so do you want me to talk about it or do you want
Well,
to do
so
it?
I found that you can just go to ebay.com/Fee Illustrator.
Hello.
And it gets you there. And it's a great little, you know, thing you want to do because, you put in some information. It'll ask you for example, which category you primary sell in. So I'm going to say clothing, shoes, and accessories. And how many listings do you create a month? In auctions and fixed price, if you're a top-rated seller, how many items do you sell? Average, what's your average selling price? So it asks you to put this information in. And then it makes a determination of should you have an eBay store. So there's four options. No store. Oh, I'm sorry. No store, basic, premium, or anchor. And it'll get, based on the information you provide, it'll tell you what we think, would be the ideal situation. It may be no store. It may be I list three auctions a month or five auctions a month and my average selling price is around $20 and you put in all the other information. It may say, you know what? You don't need a store right now. You're doing fine without one.
Who
or
knew?
It could say, what? You're selling 20,000 items a month. You need an anchor store.
So, again, that is ebay.com/Fee Illustrator. Find out all the information you need. Hey, Oilerman 21 has a new product line. He wants us to look at it. I have an item number.
Okay.
Tell me when you're ready.
All right, I'm ready.
1825. 0752.
52.
2336. Again, that's 1-825-0752-2336.
Oh, a tie.
Yeah, kind of interesting. Read the title.
Americana Series, You're Out Necktie, Tango Rob, 100% Silk, 1886.
Okay, so that is...
Are we dishing this listing?
No, we're not dishing the listing.
Right.
He just wanted us to look at his new... product line.
Yeah, it's good.
So I don't know how many of these he has, but that is certainly a cool tie. And it's historical. I'm not going to say vintage, but historical. Would something from 1970-something be vintage?
Honey, it would be if you said it's vintage 1970s.
Exactly. Yeah. But if you just say vintage, that's not really...
Well, you know, we go on and on about this, and people say, oh, Griff, you ever going to shut up about this? And the answer is no.
So if you use the word vintage, you have to have years by it.
Yeah. So I have, in my past, not been always adept at choosing my battles wisely. So it took me years for me to finally shut up about ending the a sentence with a preposition, because now that... rule that was drilled into us when I was in school. And I mean, it was one of the worst grammar offenses you could make. And you would bring down the wrath of
and your grade.
Odin.
And your grade.
Right. And now today, newscasters and journalists who should know better, it's just rampant. Everyone ends sentences with prepositions. And a spoken word, sometimes now because of colloquialisms, it actually sounds awkward if you don't. So I gave up that battle. But there's a few battles I'm going to stick to, and I picked this one, and I'm not budging. And the word vintage alone means nothing. Nothing. It doesn't mean anything. And if you think it does, and you tell me, well, I was in a forum, and vintage means anything from 1940 to 1980, I'm going to say, not without that indication. Vintage is a word that requires a modifier, and the modifier is a time slot. This is a vintage 1950s vintage, you would say, a 1950s vintage tie. This is a 1970s vintage. It was vinted like wine during the 70s, but people who use the word vintage, it's worse than antique. And I know there are some jurisdictions that use mostly use the nomenclature for antique, for example. It has to be something that's at least 100 years old. That's in that parlance. But again, the word antique has been thrown around and abused so much, it doesn't really mean anything. It just means it's really old, right? Could mean it's 50 years old, could mean it's 100 years old. In the rug business, they used to say antique and semi-antique. And when I asked what semi-antique was, it was basically, they said, well, whatever we mean at the moment. The same, worse for vintage, because at least antique can stand alone. Vintage needs a time window. I know there are people right now listening and rolling their eyes and saying, I totally disagree with you. Well, okay, you can disagree with me, but you're wrong. Because the word vintage alone doesn't really mean anything. And you can show me, I know I'm going to get the emails with people pointing to web pages where some blogger has taken it upon themselves to self-define vintage as X without a time window or a time duration or a moment in time based on date or a year. And I'm going to say, no, I'm sorry, just because it's on a blog doesn't mean it's right. The word vintage alone, it doesn't mean anything. Now, I'm going to lose this battle.
Why?
Because I am not, one person cannot stand up to popular usage trends. And that the popular usage trend is, I've got something that my grandmother owned and I'm calling it vintage, whether you like it or not, Griff. I can't stop that. But while I'm going down in flames on this one, I will insist that I'm right. That you have to have, the vintage means nothing without something to clarify what you mean when. Vintage doesn't say alone when.
How about circa?
Circa is the same thing. Circa alone? Circa even more than vintage demands circa when. It means when, approximately when. You have to indicate this is circa. I have a funny story about this, by the way.
Okay.
So when I was young and I'd moved to Vermont, my partner at the time, we were in the antiques business. And this really sweet woman who was a local antique dealer came into our shop. And she was rather, I think she was kind of new at the time. And she said, oh, you've got nice things. And I said, yeah, what are you looking for? She said, well, I like lots of things. I like X, Y, and Z. And I love circa wear. Do you have any circa wear? And we looked at each other and said, I've never heard of that. What is circa wear? Well, you know, I see it all the time. You know, it says circa 1910, circa 1920, and I'm thinking, aww, I should be trading in that. So if you've got any, we just kind of said, you know, you're so pretty.
You're so blonde.
You're such a sweetie. As Howie's kin says in where he's from. Oh, bless your heart. So, yeah, circa really demands it.
So there's something I want to ask you also about Oilerman's.
Was this a rant? Kind of.
Yes, yeah. It was. We enjoyed it.
Thank you.
And we learned from it. Yeah. Don't forget, you may not have said this for the last 6 months, and you haven't. We have new people listening.
We do.
And we also have people listening who didn't listen to you the first time you said it, who might get it now.
So the joke, by the way, before you go any further.
Okay.
Here's the joke. eBay actually has a category under clothing, shoes, and accessory that says vintage.
Oh, my God.
I could strangle them. I could just strangle them.
You need to tell them.
I have to go and talk to the nomenclature people.
To them.
You know, guys, you went to school for this. You should know better.
So getting back to Oilerman's tie here.
Mm-hmm.
So it's got 18. 1986 in it instead of 1970 something.
Right.
But I just figured it out. So the picture that's on the tie.
Yeah.
It's from a ball game in 1886.
Oh, I knew that immediately.
I did not know that.
So he's got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 ties up.
Okay.
There you go.
Of the same series.
Well, no. That's the only one that's a baseball series. The others are just designs, like Paisley. Or abstract.
So he's telling us he's getting into men's ties.
Yeah, be careful. So search out some folks who are experienced in this area, because it can be a little tricky. Some ties can be highly desirable and worth the effort, and some ties not so much. Brand names are great. Anything that has a trademark or brand name, love them or hate them. A few years back.
What about Barney's?
Barney's is a known store.
I just asked because John has a bunch of Barney's we bought in New York.
Yeah, Barney's is a.
He'll never wear a tie
brand.
Again.
Why should he? Why does he need it?
Southern California, radio. Why do you need it?
It's tie phobic down there.
Really.
But if you're just buying kind of graphic ties with no real brand name, they have to be really super interesting, or they just languish. No one really buys them. So brands are important. There's a huge price range. I think we talked a year or so ago when I bought a tie for some outrageous sum of money because I liked it. It was beautiful.
I couldn't
beautiful.
Believe it. It was like, how much was that tie? $375.
$300 and change.
Yeah.
And it's still
and
in its box.
I said, Griff. It's still in its box?
I haven't taken it out.
There you go.
I don't wear ties, but I'd like to look at them. This segment was brought to you by Shipworks. Ship more in less time. Ask your eBay question, 888-723-4630. And we continue with eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee.
So how's your business on eBay going?
Business is great. My listings and my sales are way up.
Yeah, you still have time to grab a cup of coffee with an old friend?
Yeah, and it's all because I decided to start buying in bulk.
What do you mean?
I'm talking bulk with a Q. B-U-L-Q. It's a new way to buy liquidation goods.
Oh, what kind of liquidation goods?
Bulk's products come from major U.S. retailers. You know, excess inventory, returns, open box items, salvage, stuff like that.
Well, how do you know what you're going to get?
Bulk gives me a complete manifest of every item that's in each pallet, and they guarantee it's accurate. No surprises.
Isn't that kind of pricey? And what about shipping?
Pallets start as low as $200, so I started small, and they ship everything for one flat rate, straight to my house.
Wow, that's B-U-L-Q, right?
Right. Liquidation goods with guaranteed manifests and flat rate shipping. Just remember BULQ.com, the easy way to source.
When it comes to managing your e-commerce business, there's only one listing tool more powerful than 6bit 2.0. That's 6bit 3.0. eBay certified provider John Slocum has been helping you sell online for 20 years. And he just keeps on getting better at it. 6bit 3.0 lets you create your own custom one-page listing form. You can change a whole batch of pictures at the same time and automatically rotate them while they import. There's also a brand new research tool so you can search multiple locations from a single keyword. 6bit 3.0 even adds support for additional selling channels in the US, Canada, and the UK so you can grow your e-commerce business on eBay and beyond. Try 6bit 3.0 free for 30 days at 6bitsoftware.com. That's 6bitsoftware.com.
You know your buyers are shopping mobile these days. That means your listings have to look good on smartphones and tablets, not just on your desktop or laptop. Plus, they've got to set you apart from the crowd. Sally Milo of Milo Design is here to help. As a certified eBay stores designer and longtime eBay seller herself, Sally is uniquely qualified to help you brand your business everywhere your buyers shop. She'll work one-on-one with you to create a custom logo, set up your store pages and profile, and above all, optimize your listings so they look fantastic everywhere, from big screens to small. Contact Sally at milodesign.com and mention eBay Radio for an introductory discount. That's milodesign.com for all your logo, design, and branding needs.
Welcome back to eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee. We're taking your calls at 888-RADIO-30 and your email using the Contact Us button on the eBay Radio player. Now, here are your hosts, Griffin Lee.
And this segment is brought to you by WorthPoint, the ultimate tool to value your antiques and collectibles. A penny for your eBay thoughts, 888-RADIO-30. Or 99 cents. We'll give you that much. 888-723-4630. Hey, we had an eBay meetup, you know.
Yeah, and I went to the San Diego Surf's Up last night. How was your meetup on Tuesday?
It was a lot of fun. There were about 50 people where our presenters were those unknown couple, Will Seipel and Robin Levin, for a company they work for. What's that, their company's name? I think it's WorthPoint. They came and presented, and Victor Levitin from Crazy Lister came. It was great. Victor presented second, and he did very well. But it was interesting. The best bit of his presentation was like the last two sentences, the last 2 minutes, where he said, oh, and there's this feature in the tool that does this. And it was a photo feature he has that is really well done. There's other software and apps that do this. But he took a picture from an eBay listing, and he clicked on something and it removed the background and put pure white behind it. One click. It was really well done. And the audience went, oh yeah, oh yeah. That's suddenly they all woke up. That's what we want. That's what we want. We want that. Give us that.
Wow.
How
see,
we
they don't, know. I would love that. Are you kidding?
Yeah, me too.
That would make it so much easier. Really. Hey, be sure to check out eBay's Open for Business podcast, Griff.
Yeah.
The third episode is titled Bootstrapping 101. It drops today. To listen and subscribe via iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, or RSS feed, go to ebay.com/openforbusiness. Let's go to the phones. Tom, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, Black and Gold Gifts. Hey, Tom, how you doing? What's your question or comment?
I'm doing good. I had a quick comment and then just a short, short comment. You guys have been announcing our meetup, and our next meetup is about planning an estate sale trip, and you've been announcing it as if we're going to teach people how to plan an estate sale trip, and that's not what we're doing.
Okay.
We're planning an estate sale trip. We do it once or twice a year where everybody in the meetup can meet with us on a specific Saturday, and we have certain sales outline that we're all going to go to. So we all, we scatter and meet up at the first sale, then go to the next one, so on. And then we all go for lunch afterward. That's all that's about. So I didn't want people to get the wrong idea.
Would you do me a favor? Would you send that to me, short, brief, in an email to lee@voicemarketing.com, and we will we'll get it changed immediately, okay?
Okay, and then the other thing I wanted to say about buying entire collections when you're out sourcing. You know, we've had success in the past. I've told you before about the Thimble collection we bought and how one or two items ends up paying for the entire collection. And I know Brian Goodman talks about this a lot. We just came across a collection of antique name tags and buttons and whatnot, and the first group that we listed has more than paid for, almost double what we paid for the entire collection. And so I just want to make sure that people know, don't pass on collections just because it's a large collection or a larger amount than you were planning on spending. We spent roughly $300 on more than 200 of these items, and in the first 15 of them, more than doubled the money back.
So even if the other ones don't sell, you've made a profit.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
And there's no doubt in my mind that they're going to sell. They're all in the 100-year-old range. So they're everything from name tags to, you know, today you just peel off a name tag and stick it to your shirt and crumple it up and throw it away. But years ago they were made of bronze and brass and different metals and all very fancy little ornate things on them. So we've got just an enormous collection that we're working on. And they're going good. So don't be afraid to buy entire collections. Like I said, the thimbles, we spent $100 for 1,400 thimbles, and the first two paid for the entire lot. And on that entire lot, we made just about $1,400. So, good way to buy.
Very good tip.
Having said that, if we didn't know anything about something, we'd be hesitant too. So sometimes you have to just dive in head first and hope for the best if you don't know something about it. But at the same time, once you know something sells, don't be afraid to buy the entire collection.
And there you go. There's that issue again of risk, entrepreneurial risk. You got to take it once in a while. Tom, thank you so much. Say hello to Charity for us, please.
Will do.
All right. Thank you, Tom. Our telephone number is 888-RADIO-30, 888-723-4630. Patty, Miami, Florida, the shopping mom, too. Hey, Patty, how you doing, and what's your question or comment?
Hi, Lee, and hi, Griff.
Yes, hi.
Hey, listen, Griff, I love that dog. Oh, my God, I love that dog. Can we put, like, a pink bow on the dog and take a picture?
Oh, you mean the new dog?
Is the new dog a boy or a girl dog?
It's a girl dog. It's baby.
Oh, my God. Oh, God, Griff, you have to put a pink bow.
Her name is Baby, and she is just turned into the... She was so shy for the first 2 days that we thought, oh, she's one of those dull dogs. You know, they don't really do anything. And she's just, in the last week, has just blossomed into this interesting, funny little dog.
I didn't know there were dull dogs.
Oh, yeah, there are dogs that... There are dogs that have given up. Yeah, they're dogs that have given up.
Yeah, they have given up. Yeah, that's true. That's true. But you got to go ahead and put a pink bow on that dog. Take a picture because, I mean, it's adorable.
So who do you...
The dog is totally adorable.
Who do you have now, Griff? You have Baby.
Baby's the newest, and then Charles, or Sir Charles.
Who is your semi-new one?
Semi-new one. And then Sadie and Tito. We babysit now, so there's some, we have two dogs that, the owners like to bring by and just drop off.
So you have four dogs right now?
We have four dogs and two that, belong to other people that spend a lot of time at our house now. It's a house of dogs.
Okay, so, now, I got a question, Griff. I know I'm gonna harass you, okay, and I know that Lee is gonna understand this, okay, so, you know, with the...
Don't you love how she sets that up?
Okay, that you guys, or, you know, not announcing yet the hotel or whatever, okay? You know, I'm getting a little bit antsy because, you know, I have to pack my suitcase. And, you know, coming from Florida, I cannot go ahead and bring, like, a big suitcase. So what I'm doing is I'm shipping the whole thing, my clothes, to the hotel.
Oh, wow. So. Now, that's interesting. Now, we've shipped equipment to hotels before, but never our clothes.
Well, because, you know, I need to have the shoes, you know, the different pairs of shoes, and I'm going in there. I'm not going for 3 days. I'm going for a whole week, you know, and I just need to go ahead and have changes of outfits and everything else. So I'm packing everything, shipping a UPS to the hotel. And so, and I'm waiting. You know that Marvin or Mervin's commercial, open.
No.
Way back in the 70s and then 80s.
I don't remember that, no.
That's me standing right there at the door, open, but instead of saying open, tell me.
So here's what you need to do, Patty. You need to get the box that you're going to ship it in, put it in your bedroom, and start putting your clothes in it.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Oh, okay. So, like,
and then they'll be ready. And then when we tell you the hotel, boom. But I can tell you, when we tell you what hotel it is, it's going to be too early to ship your clothes.
Well, no. But then I will book the hotel. See, I wanted to go ahead and know what the hotel is, so I could go ahead and start booking it now and then preparing to ship my clothes there.
You know, Griff, we should give a prize away to the person who comes up with the most interesting way to try to coerce us into saying what hotel it is.
Yeah, I'm all up for that.
Griff,
and the prize can be...
This one was pretty good. Patty was pretty good.
Yeah. Nice try.
And then I will bring mojitos because I could go ahead and pack it in the bus. Or can I not? No.
Ah, you're going to bribe us now. Bribe me with the mojito. That always works.
Well, Patty, you know, as soon as we are allowed to tell, we will.
Yeah. Oh, geez. Okay.
Yeah. There's nice try, though.
No. getting you around. No harassing.
No.
Hey, do you like the radio show?
You want to see it keep.
You want to have us continue doing the radio show? You wouldn't push.
Oh, I love the radio show. I love talking to you guys. You guys are great.
Yeah, well, that could change if I was to tell you.
So that's pretty good. Now, Euler Man tried also the other day.
This is a concerted effort.
And
here.
Now Patty. And yeah. Patty's excuse was pretty good, but I put holes
right
in all
it.
That. Yeah, yeah, right.
No, and plus now that I know that baby is a girl, then forget it. I'm going to go ahead and be looking for bows. Okay, because that dog with bows will look so fabulous.
Yeah, she's very
so cute, Griff.
Sure, she sheeps.
Like so cute. You're gonna do holiday cards with the dog.
Oh, I have to. Yeah, I'm gonna do that.
Yeah,
she's very friendly and she's devoted to Howie because Howie like spoils her with food. So she rides around on the floor of his scooter when he's riding around the house.
Aww.
And sleeps in his arms. And then during dialysis, she wants to get up on his lap and cuddle up on his chest, and it's just, yeah.
Yes.
She's a player.
Do you think the dogs know that how important that dialysis is?
No.
They don't care one way or the other.
No, they're just hoping one of the hoses will rip because they love licking up the blood.
Oh, no.
Yeah, we have to be very careful with that because it's relatively clean. Sometimes there's a little leakage or drippage, and we have to be on top of it because we know it's happened because suddenly the dogs are all around them.
And you probably have, you know, everything laid out now. I mean, you guys have a routine, right?
Oh, yeah. My aseptic technique is second to none.
So, Patty.
And he's not wearing a nurse's uniform yet.
He hasn't asked me to, but when he does, I've got it ready. This segment was brought to you by WorthPoint, the ultimate tool to value your antiques and collectibles. Dial us now, 888-723-4630. It's eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee Anything.
You're listening to eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee. And be sure to tune in Tuesdays as well for eBay Radio from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Pacific Time. Only on BMRN, Voice Marketing Radio Network.
Stamps.com wants to give you a free 5-pound shipping scale. Simply sign up for our free program for eBay sellers. You get all the features that Stamps.com provides, custom designed for your eBay sales, including the printing of all USPS mail classes and batch printing, plus the ability to brand shipping labels with your company logo. eBay sellers, sign up now for your free program and get your bonus 5-pound scale today. Shipping and handling fee required. That's Stamps.com/eBay Radio.
Selling is your business, but you can't sell without knowing how much items are worth and, more importantly, how much they're likely to sell for. Find out at WorthPoint.com, the largest online resource for researching the value of your art, antiques, and collectibles. There are over 200 million sales records, so you can find your item, figure out what it's worth, and price it to sell. Check it out for yourself. Visit WorthPoint.com and register for a 7-day, 7-lookup free trial. WorthPoint. Find it, value it, price it.
To stay up to speed on everything that's happening on eBay Radio, you really need to be on Lee's List. Once you join, you'll receive Lee's exclusive newsletter twice a week, one for each live broadcast, with show news and a show calendar, plus her savvy advice for the entrepreneur, which you can't get anywhere else. To be added to Lee's List, simply send email to lee@voicemarketing.com with the subject header, Add Me to Lee's List.
Internet sales tax, global trade, postal policies, and ownership rights are issues that impact your bottom line. eBay's government relations team has your back with eBay Main Street, giving you a voice on e-commerce legislation. 600,000 of your fellow e-commerce advocates have joined, and we need you. Sign up at ebaymainstreet.com/join. That's ebaymainstreet.com/join.
As an eBay Radio listener, you've heard about Reply Manager, now an Excelco product. Maybe you're already using Reply Manager to manage your customer support messages, but you're still looking for a way to manage feedback. Excelco is excited to announce High Five, a free tool designed to automatically encourage positive feedback. If you receive negative feedback, High Five instantly alerts you so you can resolve the issue right away. Together, Reply Manager and High Five help you manage your relationships with your customers from the beginning of each transaction until its successful end. And right now, you can get a special package deal for both of them just in time for the holidays. Try Reply Manager and High Five free for 15 days at replymanager.com/eBay. That's Reply Manager and High Five free for 15 days at replymanager.com/eBay.
Listen while you list.